Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
One great way to motivate yourself, especially this time of the year, is to take your workout outside. You know, you see on the TV different people working out at the beach and working out at the parks. You've seen those yoga classes going on at the park. Well, could you really be a part of that? Is it more than just getting out and walking? My guest is Neil Pyer. He is a noted expert on fitness and personal training, and he's one of our favorite guests here on Train Your Body. Welcome to the show, Neil. Let's talk about working out outside. What do you like to do?
Well, let me first give you a little preempt that I am not a fan of the heat. I'm not a fan of the heat, period. So working out in the summer, to me, you know, if it's early in the morning and cool and not so humid, and I'm in the New York metro area, and when it's hot like it's been the last few weeks and humid, it's just murder to go out, unless it's an early morning thing, and do your run or walk in the park or whatever it is that you're going to do. It's really tough to do it outdoors. So you have to be careful. You have to know exactly what you're doing and how you're dressing and that you're hydrated. And there's a bunch of stuff that you can do to really prevent having issues when exercising in hot and humid weather.
Well, I am not a fan of the heat as well. And, you know, so early morning is really the only time that I will go out and take a walk or a jog unless I'm doing a sport outside like water skiing or swimming in a nice cold lake. You know, there are ways to exercise, Neil, outside even in the heat that don't involve schwitzing until you just can't stand it.
Absolutely. And it's funny that you mentioned that too, because I was with a client a couple of days ago and he told me he's down in one of the shore towns in right on the shore in Jersey. And he realized that the temperature on his gauge in his car said 81 degrees Fahrenheit. He drove inland 2.5 miles, and it was up to 94. So the ocean breeze, let alone the water itself, so you mentioned water skiing and that kind of thing, doing activities in the water, in cool water, is one way to beat the heat. And just being down by the shore with the ocean currents are going to help you stay a little cooler than you would if you were further inland.
When I walk sometimes, Neil, and I see people have their sprinklers on, it's particularly hot, I go run through the sprinkler on my walk and hope that they don't come running out and tell me to get off their lawn. But, you know, and as trainers, we're lucky because sometimes I get to train a client and I get to take him down to Lake Michigan and we work out down at the beach, which is just beautiful for both of us, mm-hmm. I think. But now what about, you mentioned staying hydrated. People don't always think about it, you know, really drinking, unless they're thirsty, which at some
right.
point then means you're kind of getting dehydrated already.
Absolutely. And the big general recommendation I always make is dress appropriately so that, you know, you're wearing something that breathes and can, you know, you can, as they say, wick away whatever moisture there is, and you can cool your skin. And also make sure you're replacing your fluids as best you can during any type of outdoor activity in the heat. Also, something really important that I have to mention, because I work a lot with athletic kids. You mentioned playing a sport and the heat, et cetera. Kids in general are not little mini adults. Kids in general do not deal with heat as well as adults do. Their cooling system, if you will, is not as efficient as adults. They have less surface area because they're smaller, and they don't deal with heat very, very well. So you have to be extra careful that they're hydrated and cool off and sit in the shade every, you know, once in a while in between workouts or during a game, that kind of thing. You got to be extra careful about that as well.
I love that you brought that up because you're right. They're not little mini adults. They don't tolerate the heat as well. And parents listening, make sure you take your kids and give them fluids before they start to exercise mm-hmm. or play a game, not only during it. I'm the mom at the soccer game that brings a big cooler full of ice, water, and cloths, so that the kids all run up to me from both teams and get cloths and put them on their heads and take the ice cubes and rub them all over. You know, it's something you have to really prepare for. I love that you brought that up. And while we're on the subject of hydration, what do you think about electrolyte replacements, Gatorade, that sort of thing? Too sugary, not worth the cost. What do you think?
Well, here's the thing. The big benefit of a Gatorade, Powerade, any of these sports drinks, is really how quickly do I need to hydrate myself? Like, how severely dehydrated might I be because of the environment, because of my activity, because of the length or intensity of the activity? Those are the questions that you're looking to answer to decide whether you need a sports drink or not. The benefit of the sports drink is twofold. There's glucose, or the sugar that's in the drink, and with all the electrolytes, which are essentially salts and minerals. There is a glucose-sodium pump in your system, in your intestines, that you remember from basic science or biology 101 back in high school. You remember that there is diffusion, where fluid goes, you know, through a membrane, and based on all these different measurements, it slowly diffuses into the system. That's how fluid in general would be absorbed, or osmosis if it's water that you're absorbing. What the glucose-sodium pump in your intestines do is they actively transport not just the salt and the sugar, but the water that's attached to them into the system. What does that mean? In a nutshell, you hydrate quicker taking a sports drink. If you're truly dehydrated and you need to hydrate quicker, it might be a better choice than drinking plain water.
Wow. That was a great little mini physiology lesson, Neil. And it really, I think, says a lot, listeners, that you will, if you feel you're dehydrated, that these sports drinks will rehydrate you quicker than will just water. However, if you're continuously hydrating, then water would be a great way to go. But if you haven't been and you need to quickly hydrate, then the fluid replacements, the electrolyte and the salt replacements are definitely a way to go. What else about working outside can we do to take our fitness routine out there and, you know, like it?
Yeah, one more thing about the water and the sports drink, too, before I deviate off. I found that with swimmers, I've worked a lot with USA swimming swimmers. With swimmers, they're in the water all the time. They don't realize that they are dehydrating as they're training. And they do need water in between laps while they're doing their drills, et cetera, et cetera.
Great point.
I find that they drink more when they're drinking sports drinks than when they have water, plain water. Whether it's I'm in the water anyway, I have the chlorine up my nose, like, I don't want to drink water. It tastes better if I drink my Gatorade, or what. Whatever the purpose is or the reason is, they tend to stay better hydrated and drink more if they have a sports drink versus drinking water.
Probably a good rule of thumb for children, too, because they do love those sports drinks. Try and find one with slightly less sugar, but, you know, not a diet one, no sugar replacements, none of that crap, just a good Gatorade, you know, basic model.
You have Gatorade came out with G2, I think it is, that is just half the sugar as well.
So those are better
ways.
I
don't think it has anything else in it.
And maybe not quite as many dyes and colors, things like
sure.
that. In the last 30
mm-hmm.
seconds, Neil, wrap up
yes.
taking your fitness routine outside.
Dress light and airy so you can actually cool off as you're training or working out or playing your sport, and make sure you're well hydrated enough that your body works efficiently to cool itself off.
And try some sports maybe that you haven't tried before, maybe water skiing or swimming, playing, you know, run through somebody's sprinklers, maybe even create a big water balloon game, something that you can do that will really get you active and yet still out running around. So that's the thing. That's what you do to motivate and perform. You're listening to Train Your Body right here on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.